All right, welcome to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, I hope. And this is Martin, guys. So now, today we're basically going to talk about life, okay? And the different stages of life and how you can actually growth hack life and basically, let's say, flip it on its head, okay? Because there are things that 99% of people will go through. And if you have that one secret, then you will be able to have a spectacular life. Okay, so what do I mean? Let me start very quickly. Is there are, let's say, three different stages in your life. So you will start with when you're young, okay? And when you're young, before we go through the different stages, I need to tell you about, there is a trinity. There are three things that we're gonna look at. So you have your health, you have your wealth, and you have time, okay? Health, wealth, time. And the thing is, this holy trinity is supposed to be impossible to achieve. But in this video, I'm basically going to show you how I achieve this. So what do I mean by this? So the first step is when you're young, you're a kid, okay? And when you're a kid, you have health, because you can run for hours, and you have time, right? But you do not have the wealth. You have no money. All right. And we all go through the stage. Yeah. I mean, unless you were born in like super rich family and all that kind of stuff, but you don't physically have the money. Your parents have the money. Okay. And we all go through this stuff. Now, one thing that's very interesting about this this period there is that because you don't have any money, this is where you're very creative. I just realized this when deciding to record this video. The periods where you had to be the most creative was when you basically had no money. I cannot run ads. I don't have the budget, right? So I need to find a way to do stuff. And this is actually kind of like the foundation of growth hacking. Growth hacking is basically, dude, I don't have the budget of a Coca-Cola or something, but I want to be able to achieve the same kind of results as they do without the money. So what do I do? Okay. And this is where you have initiatives like, for example, things like, Hotmail, Dropbox, and all these examples of companies that, or even iPhones, right? That basically they were able, without actually spending a lot of money, to spread very fast. So for those of you guys who don't know, Hotmail, which is, I have a Hotmail address. So that tells you I'm an OG, okay? But Hotmail, basically what they did was every time you sent a message, there was a signature that was added that said, oh, open a free Hotmail account or something. And so with a few users, they were able to then, blow up and they reached like 100 million users. Don't quote me on the number, and then they got purchased by Microsoft, okay, without having to spend any money. Dropbox was the same thing. Dropbox was, hey, open a Dropbox account, and if you invite your friends, then we will give you more space. And so everybody wants space, and then you invite friends, you get space, and then next thing you know, boom, it's a big thing, all right? And iPhones, same thing. iPhones, when you send a message, what's at the bottom? Sent from my iPhone. Right? Some of you guys probably don't realize it, but this is like growth hacking, okay? And one thing I realized is when you're a kid, you have to do a whole lot of growth hacking. You don't have any money, right? And I think this is why we're so creative when we're kids, right? You can see kids, they will actually build, and it also depends on, if you go to countries, for example, you go to like Africa, or you go to Asia or something where people have, statistically they have less money, I mean, the kids are so creative. The things that they can build is ridiculous. Something that in Europe, you'll go to the store and you'll buy it. People will build it, okay? And that is kind of like the first step in your life is when you are a kid. And again, you have the health, you have the time, but you don't have the money, all right? And so then you move to the second step of your life, which is now you're, let's say, an adult, okay? Now you start working and stuff. And then guess what happens? Now you have a job, and now that job gives you money, okay? And so now, at this second stage, you have health, you have money, but now you don't have time because you have to work, right? that money doesn't fall from the sky. I mean, I guess, again, unless you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth and money is just given to you, someone actually had to work for it anyway. But this is the problem. So remember, in the previous step, you had the time, but you didn't have the money. Now you have the money, you don't have the time. And this is probably where you are right now. Right now, you're like, oh my God, I'm making, and some could argue, yeah, I'm making money, but the money goes out straight away and blah, 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 et cetera. But in actual fact, you're still pretty healthy. You can do sports, you can do stuff, you can go out, you don't have neck pain and stuff, but you do not have time. And a lot of people think that they are basically stuck in that, and that's how things are, right? And I'm here to tell you that it's not the case, right? If you know what to do and how to set up your business, how to set up your life, you can have that time back, okay? This is what I do for myself. I've been doing this for the last 11 years, and this is what I do for people in my mastermind, for example, or people who buy my courses. What I give you the time back, which is that element that you're missing in that trinity. How do I give you your time back? By building systems. Systems that will do whatever it is that you have to do that takes your time right now, they will do it for you, okay? That will free up your time. So now you have the health, you have the money, and then you do have the time, okay? Now, if this is something you're like, oh, okay, well, I want that in my life, I want to know how that works, there's going to be a link here, and then you're going to see how I'm doing this. But dude, I have systems. I don't have any operational involvement in the company except coming up with new ideas and executing them. That's pretty much what I do because I understand this concept, okay? So that second period of your life is kind of like the one where you are actually in right now. If you're looking at this, in most cases, it's because you are in that period of your life where you're interested in different things in your career and you want to find ways to get more time, okay? Yeah, this is the, what people call, the 9-to-5, the blah, 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 the life is repetitive. I'm not going to fall into the cliches because, I'm not the person going to tell you 9-to-5 is bad or something. I'm just going to tell you that there are ways for you to be able to achieve the same results with less time and completely automated with robots, especially now that we have AI. Okay. And now the third, element of your life is, well, you have time, you're retired, you have money, hopefully because you saved the money and stuff, but now your health is not necessarily the best, your back hurts and stuff like that. And your whole life, you basically said, oh, I'm going to wait until then to start doing what it is that I want to do. But it turns out that when you get there, I mean, your back is so sore and you're so tired that you don't actually do anything. And then at the end of your life, you have regrets. Oh, man, I should have done this. I should have done that, et cetera, when I was younger and stuff like that. All right. Which a lot of people have those regrets. And that is one thing, for example, that I don't want in my life. I want to be able to say, you know what? I have what I call a kick-ass lifestyle, which is if I wanted to do something, then I was able to do it. I didn't have to postpone it and wait until I'm old or wait until I have time and stuff like this. And this is what I do. This is my mission. And this is what I've been doing for the last 13 years in my life to make sure that, hey, if I want to do something, if I think it's sexy, I don't have money problems. I don't have time problems. I don't have health problems. I can do it now. And yeah, a lot of people, when you see those videos of senior who basically give advice on life, a lot of them will tell you, hey, you know what, you should have devoted more time to doing this and to doing that, blah, blah, blah. And so, I certainly don't want to end up in that situation. But if you're watching this video, I don't want you to end up in that situation as well, where you're going to have regrets and stuff. So I am not the generation that says, YOLO, you only live once and go do reckless things and stupid things. What I'm saying is there are ways to make sure that whatever it is that you want to do, it doesn't have to be reckless, it doesn't have to be stupid and crazy. You need to have the opportunity to do it because you are going to be one of the few people on this planet who has that trinity, okay? Health, wealth, time, okay? This is what I have right now. And this is what I'm building systems to allow people to have this item back in their life, which is time, happiness, peace of mind, okay? Again, we do that with systems. And so, it's important for, I think for everybody to kind of like understand these seasons of life and to understand that holy trinity of the pros and cons of each and every one of them. So if you do understand the pros and cons, then you can hack the system, can literally hack the system, especially in phase 2 and 3. Phase 1, you're a kid. I mean, you're not very conscious of those things and stuff. So you won't expect a kid to know these things and actually put them into practice. But once you reach, stage 2 and 3, this is when you want to do those things. Okay. So, if you're one of those people who think that, hey, you know what, I would like to be able to have that time back in my life so that I can do, I'm healthy to go out and do everything that I want. And I don't have to worry about my finances. I don't have to ask someone for a holiday or something. Then, if you want to talk, no worries. This is what I do. This is what I teach people in my mastermind. So there'll be a link here. Check out the resource. I can give you some tips and stuff on how to execute, how to start doing this. Okay. But dude, when I realized this, a lot of things change, because you might think that there are like millions or a gazillion things that you need to change. Well, there's not much actually. You understand these three things. At each stage of your life, there's one thing that you need to focus on. How do I get that one thing there? What system, what habits, what philosophy, what mindset shift will allow me to get that missing piece from that stage of life? How do I get it? And that's it. That's what I did. And this is the result. Okay. I'm here. I'm able to live here in Bali and then do stuff and, help people, probably like you, to get this done. Okay. So I guess that's pretty much it. There's not much else I have to tell you on the subject. If you're interested in content like this and you think that this is bringing you value, please, by any means, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell, and also, yeah, let me know what you think in the comments. Which stage of life are you in right now? All right, so I want to know who my audience is. So, are you in stage 1, 2, or 3? And if you're in that stage, what is the one item in that trinity? Health, wealth, time. Which one is the one that is failing you? The one that you're after, and you want a way to be able to achieve this, okay? Now, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, so if it's health, then we basically, maybe there are ways to get you enough money to get the health back or something, I don't know. But let me know in the comments, and thank you very much for sticking with me to this video, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you very much, bye.